Okay, my name is Jovigail and I am 16 years old. Today is the 21st of November and I'm speaking with
Jarrell Green.
Yeah. Who is my advising counselor for Upward Bound, and we are recording this interview in Reno, Nevada. So, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood?
Yeah, so my childhood is definitely unorthodox. I think when I tell my story, oftentimes it doesn't correlate with that of other people's childhoods. However, it's something that I would never change. So I was born and raised here in Reno by a single mother, and my mom was awesome. She did the best she could for me. However, she had her issues. My mom struggled with bipolar disease, and she also was an addict. She was addicted to crack cocaine when I was a child, and then other drugs later on in life. So that dynamic itself was very interesting. We were in lots of predicaments, you know, that other people might necessarily have been in, like having to stay at the women and children's abuse shelter or things like that. When I was around 5 years old, that's when things kind of spiraled out of control. You know, like SWAT team raided our house because I grew up in a true drug house. So, I mean, the drugs were cooked there. They were broken down there. They were sold out of there, etc. So, anyways, can remember the SWAT team raiding our house and then my mom going to jail for a while. In that time, you know, kind of went back and forth to different relatives, that kind of thing. And then thankfully she was able to get clean, but then she was struggling with her mental illness. So then as I got a little older, she was in and out of mental facilities or rehabilitation centers, things like that. So it definitely was fairly tumultuous. And at the same time, didn't really have my father around. I did have older role models in the neighborhood. But they were all up to things that weren't necessarily the best. They were selling drugs, they were gang banging, doing other illegal activities, so to say.
Okay. So what were you like as a child?
As a kid, I was very quiet and to myself, around people that I didn't trust. So if I was ever placed in an environment with people I didn't know or didn't trust, I really wouldn't say much. I just kind of kept all my thoughts into my head, and I think that was a product of my upbringing. I learned not to divulge too much of what goes on at home, especially with people in authority, that type of thing. But then when it came to like hanging out with my friends, I wasn't that quiet. However, I was always more reserved. So growing up where I grew up and how I grew up, a lot of my friends were starting to make bad decisions at a real young age. And sometimes I would go along with it, but there were often other times where I would choose to pull myself away from that. You know, I loved football. I say football is my saving grace. So, like the video game Madden and my football cards, I would immerse myself in them for hours. That's really how I learned math. I would just look at all the stats of the players and things like that. So I would kind of isolate myself, keep myself home alone in my house. I would even tell my friends lies sometimes, like, no, I can't come out because I have to do this. Just because I always felt like there was something different about me. I loved my friends, but at the same time, I didn't like doing bad. Like, my environment fostered bad, but there was something inside of me I wanted to do good.
That's good. So, can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences in your life?
Wow, that's a difficult question. Sure. One or two people, do these people have to be... wow. Yeah, that's really difficult. I think I've been fortunate enough that I've had lots of amazing people come into my life and impact my life. Mm-hmm. However, I would say the two people who have shaped my life the most, one would be, this sounds kind of crazy, but one of my mom's former drug dealers. He really looked out for me, and he was the one who, you know, he told me, he's like, you don't want this life. It's not for you. You want better. And he started paying me to get good grades. And, you know, it was $5 or $10 for A's, but that was a lot of money to me. So it really started motivating me, and I was like, all right, like, you know, I gotta get good grades so that he'll give me money, that kind of thing. And he really pushed that. And I think laying that foundation at the stage that he did was pivotal for me, because that's when I was really teetering, like, do I take this education thing seriously or am I not going to? And thankfully he came and did that at the right time. And then the next person I would say, I'm a person of faith, so Jesus Christ. Honestly, I'd say when I really developed my relationship with him, I completely started to change as a person. Like I said, I never wanted to do bad things as a kid.
Yeah.
However, my purpose changed. instead of always thinking about me, or how life could make me better or give me things that I wanted, when I really started developing, and I truly say relationship, because he's my best friend. I talk to him every single day. He's changed my life in so many ways. He's given me amazing blessings, but he's also given me this vision and purpose that I've been given gifts, abilities. I've been placed in situations so that potentially maybe I could inspire people, maybe I could help people in whatever capacity.
I definitely see that.
Cool, thank you.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Yeah, absolutely. So I always say the juncture that was the most pivotal in my life was when I was in seventh grade and I was growing up in my neighborhood. I lived in the Robin Hood neighborhood of Reno. And at that time, I always hung out with older kids. So my friends were in high school by that point. And a lot of them had started doing serious gang banging, things like that. They were starting to do armed robberies, things like that. And I didn't really, my mom, she wanted the best for me, but she didn't know how to give me the best. Mm-hmm. So I kind of got to dictate what I wanted to do. And that first semester of middle school, I actually missed, and this might be lowballing it, but at least like 45 days of the first semester. So I was a smart kid, so like when I would go, my grades were good. However, they were like, you know, we can't pass him with him missing this much school. So that was an issue. So she started looking about, okay, what are we gonna do about that? And then at the same time, one of my good friends, Kevin, was shot at in a drive-by. And my mom was like, you know what, I need to move him. I need to move him as far away as I can. We were on public housing, so she found these housing apartments out by Reed, before Spanish Springs was even developed, way out there. We moved out there, and I remember being so like upset, like, how could you take me away from this? And we gotta remember, this is before like texting, stuff like that. So it was really difficult to stay in touch with my friends, but it changed my life. Honestly, she saved my life by making that decision. I think that we're all products of our environment, and I think regardless of how good you personally wanna be, if you're constantly surrounded by negative, eventually it will pull you down, and I think she saw that. So she was able to move me out there, and everything changed from that point on. It was a rocky adjustment, but then within a few years, I got to see all the amazing blessings. I started changing as a person. I met my wife, who, you know, we were high school sweethearts. And so, yeah, I look back at that time and just so thankful, very thankful.
That's good. Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped you as today? And I feel like you answered that through that.
Yeah, I think I alluded to that at first. You know, I can't ever tell my story without going back to my childhood, because I think those experiences really shaped my perception of the world. And I think they also changed my perspective on how I want to operate and what I want to do and what I want to be about. So when I look at my life, I think it's just a bunch of puzzle pieces put together. And lots of them are some of those negative times, whether, you know, it's seeing friends pass away, whether it's seeing, you know, my closest friends and those to me now being incarcerated in prison and things like that. All of those things, they motivate me and they constantly remind me why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Okay. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Absolutely. I think the most important lesson that I've learned is it's not about someone's natural abilities or natural talents. It's about their ability to persevere, right? I think that we all go through life. Some of us have been given different gifts. Some of us have been given different talents, but we all have that ability to succeed. It's just how bad we want it and how bad we're willing to go after it. Because the reality is life's not fair. Some people are going to have to try harder. Some people are going to have to work harder. Some people are going to have to overcome adverse circumstances. But if they are willing to do it, it's absolutely possible. And I think, you know, I like to think I'm a testament to that. One of my mentors at the university, one of the greatest compliments he ever paid me, because he worked with a lot of students in a similar capacity to what I do with you. Yeah. And he said, you know, Jarrell, when we were sitting down, he's like, you know what, Jarrell, I hope you know that if all the other students put in even a half the amount of effort that you put in, they would all have straight A's. And instead of taking that as like a dig, like, oh, he's saying I'm not naturally smart, to me, that was the ultimate compliment, because it was a testament to all the hard work I was willing to put in, all the dedication I was willing to put in. And when I look at my life now, like, honestly, you know, I can't help but smile. Like, I'm just a kid from the projects who nobody would have ever guessed this was possible. I wouldn't have guessed this is possible. Oftentimes I walk along the university campus and I'm still just blown away, like, wow, I can't believe this is my life. This is amazing. Yeah.
That you're here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
The thing that I'm most proud of is my student success. I think that I've been fortunate enough to be, you know, successful in my own right, to come from where I came from to be where I am. And even when I was at the pinnacle of the medical world, where I literally had any nursing option, any med school option at my fingertips, none of that compares to when I've seen students who didn't believe in themselves start to believe in themselves. Or students who didn't think they were capable of doing something now having these big dreams. Or even like right in the summer academy where mm-hmm. I take this group of juniors and you know you want to go to college, but you don't have that focus on your purpose. You don't have that passion. You don't have that whole picture painted out for you. And then when you guys can start to tell me, oh, now, Mr. Green, I'm dreaming about this, or I want to do this, I want to accomplish this, or actually, you know what, I think about things differently. For me, that is the ultimate satisfaction. There is nothing more exciting. I go home, I tell my wife, it's the greatest feeling ever when I get to see you guys dream bigger and achieve your dreams. It's the coolest feeling ever.
What are you most grateful for?
Oh, I have so much to be grateful for. Honestly, that's a very tough question because I'm grateful for so much. You know, I think we take abilities like to be able to see, talk, hear those things for granted every day. You know, I try to be thankful for those things. I'm thankful for my son. He almost died. I'm thankful for my other son. I'm thankful for my wife. But most importantly, I think I'm thankful for God, because with my personal belief system, everything that I have in my life, it stems from Him. So I guess like if I go to the root cause, it would be Him. So I'm most thankful for my relationship with Him.
That's good. So how has your life been different than how you'd imagine it would be when you were young?
Sorry, I have to laugh at that. It's okay. One. So when I was younger, honest to goodness, I could have never imagined this. So I think I've told you the story before, Joey, but when I was younger, I had a teacher who asked me, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I was really young. I was in kindergarten, so they wanted us to draw it out. Yeah. And I remember I drew me with all blue on because I wanted to be a Crip. I wanted to gangbang. Mm-hmm. I wanted to live that life. And now that I look at my life, it's completely different. Thankfully, thankfully I learned more than I knew when I was 5 years old, but yeah, it's drastically different. However, I would say a lot of the principles are still the same. Even though I grew up in that crazy environment, my mom instilled, belief and love for others, compassion for others. Mm-hmm. So I think, that translates well. I think what I do is all about just loving on others and really empowering them.
That's good. Well, that's all the questions. So thank you, Mr. Green. All
right, perfect.
Okay. It was an honor.
Oh, well, thank you, Joey. Mm-hmm. It's always an honor, and it's an honor working with you. So, mm-hmm. very cool.
Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. Oh, I just.